Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Darwinist's Latest Tactics. Feeble stories of a punished Darwinist teacher, an apologetic Darwinist imam, and so-called wrong Darwinism. Since Darwinists are fearful of science, they employ propaganda tactics instead. Darwinists employ a hypnotic technique that prevents people from thinking independently or examining the true scientific evidence. The reason millions of people have been misled by Darwinism for years is that they have, either knowingly or unknowingly, been taken in by this spell cast by Darwinism. The latest Darwinist tactic aimed at propping up this false spell is to give the impression that Darwinists have been wronged. First, the story of a fifth-year primary school teacher being reprimanded for teaching evolution in class was raised by Darwinist sources. Secondly, appearing under banner headlines, a story of how a Darwinist imam who espoused evolution in a piece on the Daily Guardian website had apologized in the wake of the criticisms he received and duly retracted his words. This report was prominently carried in world-renowned American and European newspapers and also on their websites. These false reports are intended to give readers the impression that Darwinism is being wronged, that Darwinists are supposedly being pressurized and being forced into suffering. Darwinists are now trying to use one deception to impose another. Since science has effectively demolished Darwinism, this policy of attracting sympathy has recently become their favorite means of deception. In order to reinforce the spell over people, they are trying to give the impression by saying, although evolution is true, it is being unjustly criticized and rejected. The game is being played is such a cunning one that someone with no knowledge of the subject may easily fall into the error of thinking that Darwinists are facing enormous pressure and even that efforts are being made to intimidate a genuinely scientific theory. We must be on our guard against this cunning trick. The nonsensical idea of wrong Darwinism is merely a part of the Darwinist trickery being comprehensively inflicted on the world. Evolution is a plague that must critically be eliminated by using scientific rebuttals. Evolution is a plague that has polluted the minds of people for more than 150 years. Evolution has tried to turn people away from belief in Allah. Evolution represents the basis for atheism, communism, and fascism. Evolution has inflicted all kinds of evils on the world, such as oppression, war, cruelty, terror, murder, degeneration, lovelessness, hatred, and rage. Evolution has been engaged in frauding of the masses. It has used false science to hypnotize and deceive people. It has misled masses of people and imposed a lie on all of them. Evolution is the worst scientific fraud in history and a pagan religion that leads people to unbelief and violence. It is the worst trickery of the Dajjal, Antichrist, a great corruption that has settled across the world. Therefore, evolution is a terrible plague that needs to be eliminated everywhere and at every moment. Science has demolished evolution everywhere. Darwinist scientists who engage in shameless speculation and the misuse of science to lie to the people are unable to explain how even a single protein might have come into being. Evolution has long since been annihilated in the face of a single protein, which is invisible to the naked eye. Following the Darwinist defeat in face of proteins, Darwinists then suffered their worst ever defeat at the hands of more than 350 million fossils. These fossils, each proving how living things have remained unaltered for millions of years, and proving that there is not even a single transitional fossil in existence, have demolished all the claims of Darwinists. Therefore, this fraud imposed on people must therefore be obliterated using all kinds of scientific evidence. Israeli government scientist Dr. Gabriel Avital fired for his anti-evolutionist views. Wrong Darwinism propaganda is a lie. Evolution is protected by Darwinist dictatorship in power across the world. Wrong Darwinist propaganda is a huge lie because Darwinism is currently protected by a Darwinist dictatorship that influences the entire world. Evolution is currently taught on an official basis across the entire world. It has been adopted as an official ideology by state institutions. Darwinism is under the protection of official state institutions. Countries' most important media organs are monopolized by the Darwinist dictatorship. False reports and mendacious stories are disseminated by the media in question at will. The same press is also responsible for suppressing anti-Darwinist activities, silencing the opponents of evolution, and building public opinion against them. Millions of dollars have been set aside for evolutionary propaganda. That money, which should have been spent on great and significant advances in medicine, such as the fight against cancer, is instead wasted on a fraud. Professors in universities and teachers in schools are compelled to teach evolution. Any teacher questioning evolution is at once removed from his post. It is impossible for any student who questions evolution to progress from one year to another. Being seen as an adherent to evolution is essential for academic and professional success. It is impossible for people holding anti-Darwinist opinions to work in official institutions. The moment their anti-Darwinist activities come to light, a comprehensive propaganda campaign is initiated against them. It is also impossible for such people to find work anywhere else. There is a unanimous consciousness for not permitting a single word to be spoken against evolution. Those who speak out are pacified under intense pressure and sanctions. This is the policy of Darwinist dictatorship has followed for the last 150 years. Darwinism is imposed on the world through a dictatorial regime, and people are forced to support evolution by means of pressure, despotism, and hypnotism. That is why Darwinists resort to fraud. Teachers who speak out against evolution or decline to teach it never escape sanctions. On the contrary, many have been severely pressurized, removed from their post, or have been subjected to intense smear campaigns, effectively putting an end to their academic careers. People must not fall for this cunning Darwinist trickery. This policy of making people feel sorry for them is another attempt to put off their inevitable defeat. Despite all of these endeavors, the 21st century will continue to inflict defeats on Darwinists. By the leave of Allah, the coming years ahead will be when belief in Allah spreads in waves across the world, and superstitious religions such as Darwinism will be torn down and disappear, the signs of which are clear for all to see. Darwinists must therefore abandon their policy of deceit and cease their blind support for this terrible nonsense.
www.harunyahya.com